And welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. We all know that vitamins are essential for human health, and without them, we'd quickly get sick and die. But can too many vitamins also be harmful? A new study getting national attention finds that older women who take daily vitamins have an increased mortality rate. To talk about these curious results, I'm joined by the man who led the study, Jaakko Morsu, a nutritional epidemiologist at the University of Eastern Finland and the University of Minnesota. Welcome to the program, Jaakko.
Thank you for having me.
Now, tell me, how extensive was your study? How many women were involved, and how significant were the results finding a connection between vitamin intake and an increased mortality risk?
The study that we did includes over 40,000 women, and these women have been followed since 1986, so over 20 years. So it was a big study, and this is called observational study. So in this study, the original goal was to study what are the factors that could affect to the risk of different chronic diseases. So study, for example, different lifestyle factors.
Now, in terms of the risk or the associated additional risk of mortality based on vitamin intake, is there any sense of how much more likely women were to die if they were taking vitamins?
That's a good question. So in this analysis or in this study that we did, we found increase in the risk, but it was relatively small. For most of the compounds or the supplements that we studied, it was from few percent to 15%. So it wasn't that dramatically big, but and because of that reason, the main message of our study was that more likely these supplements are useless. So they don't prevent, at least, so the main message would be that they don't prevent cardiovascular diseases or other chronic diseases. But in some cases, if the duration of the use is long enough and the doses are high enough, they could have some adverse effects.
What particular vitamins and minerals were pointed to when it comes to some of these potentially adverse effects over a long period of time?
So in this study, we studied the role of in a total of 15 different supplements, and out of these, there was a total of 7 which tended to be associated with increased risk. And probably out of these, the findings were the most consistent for supplemental iron. So long-term use of supplemental iron was strongly associated with increased risk.
Now, you know, I guess there are all kinds of vitamins, but the by far the most popular one is, I think, in terms of American use, is probably vitamin C, which is water soluble. I know the B vitamins also are. Those types of vitamins, is it, from what I know, they're considered to be essentially non-toxic. Is that your opinion also?
I tend to agree with that. So in this study we didn't see any risk increase for example, for vitamin C. And it's true, it's water soluble, and these vitamins are considered to be more safer in that sense. And in contrary, then there's other vitamins, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin A, which are fat soluble, and they could actually be different in that sense that they can accumulate to human body. And same goes also for different minerals. So,
you know, when it comes to vitamins, I guess here in the U.S., the Linus Pauling, who was, you know, the genius, he won the 2 Nobel Prizes. He basically drew national attention to vitamin C, and you know, his claims were dramatic in the sense that first he said the intake levels of vitamins, especially water soluble vitamins, need to be much higher than those that are now being recommended. And he even claimed that taking long-term high levels of vitamins like vitamin C and niacin can actually lead to a prolonged good health and a longer life. So I guess I wonder, when you put that philosophy up against the results of your study, how do you view his position on the use of vitamins in that way?
I think that theory is a bit outdated. So it is. I remember when these, or I know the history of the of these studies, and originally it was, so the way they discovered the role of different vitamins was that that there was clearly a certain amount that needs to be get through the diet or supplements or in some form, and that would be necessary for humans to stay healthy. But and for a long time, there was a theory that if you, you would increase the amount, you would get more benefits. But that's not necessarily the case based on these our studies and other studies as well. So high amounts in some cases could be unnecessary or even harmful.
I'm talking to Jaakko Morsu. He's a nutritional epidemiologist at the University of Eastern Finland and the University of Minnesota, and we're discussing his new study, which finds that older women who use daily vitamins have an increased mortality risk. I wonder, when it comes to vitamin use, especially in America, where our diets tend to be not as healthy, perhaps, a lot of fast food being eaten here, isn't that an argument for the need for vitamins, in the sense that we really are very unlikely to get the proper amount of vitamins through our diet?
I agree. In that sense, it sounds very sensible and very logical. If you know that your diet is not that good, then try to compensate that by taking supplements. But the one of the issues that is with the supplements is that the amounts of these compounds are so much more higher, in some cases even 1,000 times more higher than you could get from the diet. So it's, the effects of those very high doses could be a bit different than you, from the amounts that you could get from diet. So that's my concern, is the high doses and the long-term use.
You know, a study like this, obviously the headline will read in a simple sentence and will leave people confused, because a lot of Americans, and certainly older Americans, do take vitamin supplements. And when they see a study like this, their gut level reaction, maybe I should stop taking these vitamins altogether. What are they to make of the results of your study?
I'm aware of several other similar studies that have been done before. And so that, regarding those, my message would be that I would advise people to reconsider their supplement use and put more effort. I would pay more attention to the diet, so that would be more safer. So I don't see, my opinion is that these supplements are not necessarily that big threat for health, but in most cases they are just unnecessary.
And for those who take vitamins and find that they feel better, would you say that's mostly a placebo effect then?
In most cases, most likely. But with the study that we did, we cannot fully exclude the possibility that in some cases, if your diet is not that good, then there could be proportion, or there could be people who would get some benefits.
So just to reflect back on the results, you said iron then was the particular mineral that seemed to have a correlation with a higher mortality rate for older women. Were there other things also?
There was other supplements that we found in our analysis to be associated with increased risk were multivitamin. Then there was two B vitamins, B6 and folic acid. And then there was different minerals, including supplemental iron.
Finally, I know this study focused on older women. Are there going to be studies of this kind that are going to deal with men, older men, and people of different ages?
I'm aware there's additional studies done in men, and as far as I know, the findings are pretty much the same, in a way that there's very little evidence for benefits. But to be honest, only few studies have found dramatic increase in the risk of various diseases or mortality.
I see. So ultimately, it's more your view on it. The vitamins are essentially not as effective as some may feel, but they're also not as dangerous as some might take away from the headline of a study like this.
Yeah. Yes.
Jaakko Morsu, a nutritional epidemiologist at the University of Eastern Finland and the University of Minnesota, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks. Thank you for having me.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.